This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Law Radio. If you want to contact us, call us at 855 Law Radio. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. We got Denise Dirks. We got Cal Hunter. We've got Todd Kunin. Cal Hunter is our producer. He's the Ed McMahon of Radio Law Talk.
You knew it was coming.
Didn't he like, they didn't, in the old days, you know, I saw an old days, I saw a Johnny Carson clip from way back when, and it was when he first started out, and it was so interesting to watch, and it shows him smoking a cigarette on the stage, yeah. You know, and I think he was interviewing, I think it was like Dean Martin or something, I don't know, but it was just, they're all smoking, and probably have, I'm not saying anything about it, they probably had a drink or two sitting there, you know?
I'm sure, yeah. His timing became so good. He was like Jack Benny in his time. He just practically flawless in his time. Yeah,
Did you ever see clips from the Johnny Carson show in the 70s wearing the outfits that were popular? I mean, all I'm saying is he made golfers look well-dressed.
True.
I mean, somewhere out there there's a VW without seat covers. I'm looking at Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon. Oh, it's like, yeah. Who's designed those sets?
That was the 70s.
Oh, my favorite, though, was when he had that little baby gorilla and it went down and reached down and squeezed him really hard.
I don't remember that.
Oh, my God. Do you remember that? The eyes of the little baby gorilla were like looking like, what's going on?
Right.
And you should have seen the face of Johnny Carson.
Fun times. Remember, this is the most entertaining, exciting, and sometimes informative show on earth. We're only talking about general topics of law. We're not giving you legal advice. Seek counsel. Please don't use us as any authority. We're having fun, yet talking a little bit about informative issues. We do have Twitters, Instagrams. We have info at Radio Law Talk if you want to email us. And or you can call us at 855-529-7234, especially when we do our case or no case. And don't do it yet, because we're going to talk about, after that, we're going to talk about Bruce Springsteen, the Robin Hood lawsuit, Anheuser-Busch Seltzer lawsuit, and we're going to talk about Meghan Markle lawsuit. And the interesting thing at the end of hour three is, what's the most important thing we do? Quick takes. And we're going to do a little quick take on the whole show, just a little tidbit that you can take home with you and relax and remember the rest of the week, because we know about 7 minutes of your time is all we're going to get mentally, because that's about all you have the attention span for.
Pretty much.
But, Cal, let's do it. Let's do a case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah!
Retrofit Customs makes the toys so men can customize their pickup toys and some of their cars, you know, fiberglass bolt-on kits and glue-on kits and what have you. So they went to SEMA, the auto show in Las Vegas that everybody goes to, and they fixed up a truck there. And there was a YouTube influencer there with whom they had a relationship who had about 2 million viewers.
Woo.
And so all the customization on this pickup, on this F-350, counting the truck and the wheels was all, and all, was worth $100,000. Was. The YouTuber, Alex Stromberg, went to Vegas to pick up the truck from the SEMA show and, shall we say, did some unforgettable things in Sin City, which he alluded to in his YouTube posts. His wife, Lucretia, or Lucy Stromberg, saw the posts, so when the truck came home, she did some modifications of her own with a crowbar. Starting on the custom kit of the bumper modifications, the fender panel scratched and peeled off all four of the custom wheels on the sharp end of the crowbar. She scratched them, and she got a hammer and nail, tried to pound nails in the tires, and the tires were $500 each. She was bent on revenge. Alex put the video evidence of the feud on YouTube. and retrofit customs people were furious. So they sought counsel to see if they could recover some of the money, or not just the truck, but some of the money they gave the YouTuber. It cost them $100,000. More than $100,000, they said. So they asked their lawyer to advocate, and that's what I asked you yesterday.
I've got a quick question. So you're saying, okay, I get the YouTuber. The YouTuber took the truck
right.
and did a video, but who's the one that dented it up? And
His wife.
The ex-wife or wife?
No, his wife.
Why was she so mad about it?
Because he posted what he did in the Vegas that was... You know,
what stayed in Vegas or what happened in Vegas did not stay in Vegas.
Yeah. So he was doing something on the video that showed that he shouldn't have been doing, the wife was upset about.
Very upset.
Got it.
The YouTuber's wife was upset.
Yes.
Affirmative, yes.
Oh, I thought it was the custom truck guy's wife.
Nope. No. Truck bike people are upset because their truck got vandalized by the ex on the video.
But the YouTuber, he didn't buy that or was given that truck or anything.
No. He's a two million YouTube influencer. Ford and this retrofit custom said, here, this guy makes us, let's take the truck, man, drive it around, put it in your YouTube video.
He was doing things that were inappropriate according to his wife.
According to his wife, and according to him, actually, yes.
Right. Okay.
So case or no case, and I think it's Mr. Kunin's turn to make the decision here, Todd.
Oh, good heavens. Well, I'm going to say that, what I want to say is that if it is a case, the YouTuber wins, because the truck was given to him with no conditions that it be used for any period of time. It was given to him, it was his property, and if his wife did that... They don't have a claim for vandalism against the wife. The YouTuber might, because it was his truck and he was the victim. But if he didn't file anything, they don't have this vicarious claim against him. So I would say scenario, but no case. They don't have a claim against the wife for vandalism of the truck that they gave the YouTuber.
Hmm. All right, Denise Dirks, what say you? You dabble in domestic law. Dabble in teasing, that's how you make your living. So what would you say to this?
Well, my understanding is that the YouTuber just took possession of that truck to use in a YouTube video to promote that truck. So it was just
exactly right.
Given. So it's really a bailment situation where the YouTuber was in charge of taking care of and ensuring that truck was not injured or damaged during his temporary possession of it. The owners were still the auto show truck owners.
Right, and that it was used to promote the brand. This
right.
was the arrangement they had. Right.
Right.
Okay.
And so I think that it's the case, and I think that the owners of the truck can prevail against both the YouTube under the idea of bailment, but also against his wife for the actual damage as well.
Okay. Mr. Penny, what do you think? Is this a case, do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's a case. I know it's a scenario, and it's a case. And I'm going to say who wins is the... I'm just going with the standard answer, because I know it sounds... You know, weird, but a lot of times Cal tricks us. I'm just going straight standard, and I'm going to say it's very clear. That's such a clear liability case. The wife's at fault. The custom company sues the YouTuber and the wife and wins.
Hmm. So we're the same.
Okay, so that I really love listening to the way you guys think through these things, especially Fred saying, this is Cal giving us too boring cut and dried. In fact, it's so boring, Fred's just looking on his phone for wondering how...
I am. I'm trying to... I'm looking at my phone. I just posted your picture, just so you know.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so those of you who say this was a case, let me see. That would be Denise and Fred. Fred, you said it was a case? Oh, okay. Well,
dang it.
Let me tell you what really happened.
Cal!
The actual YouTuber is the guy who decided that it would be fun to rip everything off. No particular reason. He just got aggressive with it and decided he was going to tear all that fiberglass stuff off that truck.
Wow.
And he did, and posted a YouTube of it. $100,000 Ford F-350 customized to the nines. And he just beat the heck out of it.
But you know what? They probably made so much money on that YouTube video that it was worth as much as the truck or more than the truck.
That's my thinking. And interestingly enough, all the little fiberglass panels, you can replace all those. And body shop guy can fix.
Probably some maybe $10,000 to replace that.
Lost the value of the kit.
Yes. And you win too.
And if the YouTuber has as part of his genre, those kind of antics, and you give him a truck, you kind of got to expect that that's going to happen.
Right.
Right?
We're going to come back and talk about Bruce Springsteen.
All right, stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com. Now this.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com.
That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-451-1124. 800-451-1124. That's 800-451-1124.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Oh, stop it. Boys are weird.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host,
Frederick Penny.
Frederick Penny.
Sitting to my left is a former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee and in California, now has his own criminal practice. DWIs or DUIs. Some states call it DUIs, drunk, under driving while under the influence. And DW, driving while
intoxicated.
So yeah. Same thing, but DWI, Bruce Springsteen. What state did this occur
in? This was in New Jersey.
And what happened?
Mr. Springsteen may be born to run, but he'd never not be running that motorcycle while he's intoxicated. That's what a park ranger said.
I think born to drink.
Yeah, well, that could be too. So
tequila, apparently.
Yeah.
So he was in a state park, and he was on his motorcycle, and it's unclear from the reports if the park ranger actually saw him driving or riding the motorcycle, or if they came upon him, he's sitting on the motorcycle, it's on, it hasn't moved, but by the same token, they're deducing from the evidence that you had to have driven it here, and if there was no alcohol on your person or a small amount and you were clearly intoxicated, then you were probably intoxicated when you drove it here, circumstantial evidence on a DUI. But the long and short of it is, this happened in November of last year, the incident with the park ranger. Now, we're using allegedly as to whether or not he is actually guilty of DUI, but at this point, the reports are that he performed poorly on the, what they call the standardized field sobriety tests. I have an issue with that name as a defense attorney, but he performed poorly on those. And it says that he refused a breath test. And he is now facing charges for being under the influence while operating a motor vehicle. And he's probably facing something for refusing the breath test, because in most states there is this implied consent where you have to submit to a breath test, or do you? That's the question that I raise.
Only if you want to keep your license.
Well, it depends on the state.
It depends
more importantly on something else.
It depends on the state, and it depends on where the officer was, at what point the officer was in the investigation. Take California, for example. Now, I want everybody to listen here. I am not telling you to refuse breath tests. I'm only telling you what the law requires, and this can be very confusing, especially if you are somewhat inebriated. So there are two types of breath tests. One is called, in the state of California and other states, one's called a preliminary alcohol screen test. And then the other is the evidentiary breath test, which is what they use to say this is what your blood alcohol level was. Okay? In the state of California, when the officer is doing their investigation and they're having you do these field sobriety tests, the three standard ones are the horizontal gaze nystagmus, where they track your eyes back and forth. The second one, no, not finger to nose. The second one is the one leg stand. Close your eyes, raise your leg about 6 inches off the ground, count to 30, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, and then the third test is called the walk and turn. Take started to a starting line, take 9 steps, heel to toe, go 9 steps up, pivot 9 steps back. And the officer is looking for certain, what they call, clues of impairment, which I think is a load of BS. But whatever, I'm not defending here. After the officer has done all of those, they can administer what's called a preliminary alcohol screen test, which is part of the field sobriety test. And in California, it says right in the code, you can decline to take the preliminary alcohol screen test, the initial breath test. Why? Because you aren't under arrest yet. The officer is still investigating. And here's where it's confusing. Once you're arrested, if the officer determines, okay, now you're under arrest, let's say, I don't want to take that preliminary alcohol screen test, the law says I don't have to take it, and the officer says, fine, I got enough evidence, I'm placing you under arrest, I want you to take this test using the same device.
Yeah.
Now you have to take it. Simply because,
or lose your license.
Or lose your license for years.
Couldn't it be like a felony, too, if you don't do it?
No.
So it's not
just
enhanced?
The only thing that makes a drunk driving-related charge a felony, there are only two things. One is if there's...
Every state's different.
Pretty much most states
are this
is what
way,
they've got.
Generally speaking.
Which is, one is if you get into an accident and somebody else is injured, it can be a felony there, usually dependent
right,
based upon the injuries. The other is no accident, but you have 3 prior DUIs within a 10-year period. The fourth one is a felony. Oh, that is what they can use. And it, so the fact that you don't take the test, that the preliminary or the breath test, you lose your license for a year. But it
and then you have to take a blood test, right?
And what's more, yeah, they can go get a warrant and they can take your blood anyway.
And again, some states are different. You got to check your state and figure it out. That's why we say seek counsel. But that's interesting how that works, Todd. That's
I looked at the
So what happened here? What
so I looked at the law in New Jersey in prep for this. And it's a little unclear, but the law seems to read that the obligation to take the breath test only applies after the subject has been arrested for DUI. Then you have to comply with the test.
But can't they say, I want an attorney? If I'm under arrest, I want an attorney.
No. Well, if you're under arrest,
that's what I'm saying. And I'm not going to take a breath, but I want to. I'm seeking counsel.
In the state of California, you still have to take the test, and you're not entitled to counsel before you take the test because it's not deemed as a statement against you.
Gotcha.
Right?
You don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
But you have to. Okay.
So, in the Springsteen thing, didn't he just pull up on a motorcycle and people gave him a shot of tequila, and the cops saw him drink the tequila, and that led to the whole thing?
Well,
or was it more complicated?
The cops saw him take a drink. I think it was Patron, and then he admitted to having drunk some tequila a little
Two
bit
shots.
Earlier.
Oh.
But here's the thing. So the cop says he performed poorly on the standardized field sobriety tests, and that the report says he refused the breath test, but it's unclear from every report that I've seen if the cop asked him to take the breath test before he was placed under arrest or after. And the law seems to read that if it was before, if it was that preliminary alcohol screen test, he might not have to take it. But if he was placed under arrest and then declined to take the breath test, he's liable for that.
But every news story said, but he was cooperative. He was cooperative the whole way.
Here's the other thing that's interesting, Cal. This happened in November. Why are we hearing about it right now?
Because of the Super Bowl ad.
That's exactly. Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting how that occurred. Well, we might talk a little bit more about this, but we got the Robin Hood lawsuit and Anheuser-Busch seltzer suit, which is really interesting as a small company is suing Anheuser-Busch. We'll be back right after these messages from our wonderful people.
Yep, we hope you stay tuned for Radio Law Talk. There's much more of it coming up. We're not done by a long shot. You can catch us on your favorite station and always on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
You
USA Radio News.
Former President Trump's defense team referring to him as the victim of a politically motivated witch hunt. Trump lawyer Michael Vanderveen telling the Senate yesterday during the impeachment trial that Democrats are motivated by their political hatred of Trump. The trial resumes today, but Republican Senator Ted Cruz telling Fox News this week, we already know the outcome.
The end result of this trial is obvious to every single person in the room. President Trump is going to be acquitted. In order for President Trump to be convicted, it takes 67 votes. There is no chance whatsoever there will be 67 votes to convict him. All 100 senators know that. The House managers know that. Everyone in the room knows that.
Witnesses could be called today. If not, then both sides would proceed with closing arguments and maybe a vote. A moment of unity after Friday's impeachment process. Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman awarded the Congressional Gold Medal for leading protesters away from the Senate chambers the day of the riot last month. Goodman honored by the Senate with a standing ovation. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Are you serious?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Before we move on to Robin Hood, let's finish up on the Bruce Springsteen things you were talking
about. Just one thing. Hey, look, I know I mentioned a couple of times, I said, you know, I don't like the field sobriety tests. I don't like the fact that they call them field sobriety tests. I think that that's somewhat prejudicial when you start presenting that evidence in court for this reason. The tests that they have you do really don't have anything to do with sobriety. They have everything to do with coordination.
Right.
Now, the officer, if you are uncoordinated, a couple of those tests I cannot do because of previous back surgeries and what have you without doing what the officer would say, failing the test, right? Even though I haven't had a drink in 10 years. And so...
it's 10.
Something like that. I'm not under oath. But I'm not... I've had nothing today.
Yeah.
And so... But I would...
So far.
If I tried those tests, the officer would be able to determine that I am uncoordinated, but not necessarily that I am intoxicated.
Or inebriated.
And so it's got to be this combination of the tests coupled with the officer's observations of the odor of alcoholic beverage, glassy, watery eyes, slurred speech, and you get there. But when you go into court and you say, oh, he flunked the field sobriety tests, the jury immediately thinks, okay, he flunked field sobriety tests, which means he must have been drunk. No, it means he wasn't coordinated. What they should be saying is he didn't do well in the coordination tests. That, in connection with other signs of intoxication, led us to believe he was drunk. And so there's just a bit of an issue there with
that. That's just semantics.
So yeah. I wonder why they pulled the ad for the Super Bowl.
This is interesting. Because
they did it after the Super Bowl ad aired, by the way.
Oh, really?
Because
they did
this, this happened in November.
Right. That's why I'm saying it's weird.
There was a Super Bowl ad that was played, Bruce Springsteen, in February.
And it was for Jeep.
And it was, yeah, it was for Jeep. And you wonder, did Jeep know about this arrest? And it'll be if there's any legal action down, because if Jeep didn't know about the arrest in November, and if Springsteen's contract with Jeep for the Super Bowl ad contained a morals clause where you got to disclose this kind of stuff, does Jeep maybe, if all of that were true, and this is all speculation, but if all of that were true, does Jeep maybe have a cause of action to say, hey, you know, we didn't need to pay you this million or whatever we paid you for this commercial because you didn't tell us about this, and oh, by the way, we can't use that ad now. The product that you sold us, your image in these ads, we can't use because of this negative attention that's now associated with you, and we're out a lot of money to produce this commercial. Look, sometimes companies pay as much to produce a commercial as some film houses do
to an entire film.
Right, yeah. Millions of dollars. And so, certainly, you know, this could be problematic if there was such a clause. We'll keep tabs on it.
Yeah, the Robin Hood. Let's jump to Robin Hood really quick because we got so much to cover in the next half hour. The Robin Hood is a, as we talked about, is a trading site for, I'm going to say, the amateurs or people that without being charged. And what has happened is obviously the most important and famous thing where they really have gotten some traction is the famous GameStop, AMC Entertainment, and Tesla stocks that went through these people in Robin Hood that kind of said, you know what? You know, and it wasn't actually Robinhood that put it out, but it was Reddit, right?
There was a guy on Reddit that promoted those stocks, and it got so big that Robinhood temporarily suspended the ability of the average person to trade to sell, while at the same time allowing hedge fund managers to sell. So anyway,
that's how that kind of all got started with Robinhood. But this is actually prior to that is apparently there are amateurs that are actually trading on Robinhood. And a sad situation where there's a young man, age 20 years old, took his life. And there's a lawsuit suing them concerning saying that he basically was confused and duped to thinking that he had lost $700,000. And it was Robinhood's fault for not being able to, I guess, I can go through the details. It says, aggressive tactics and strategy to lure inexperienced and unsophisticated investors, right? They also argue that people with little or no investment, they have little or no investment guidance. And they said that's what caused their son to get depression and basically commit suicide. Obviously, they come back and say, no, that's not the case. They actually kind of felt bad. Apparently, the facts, they come in and say, yeah, we've made some changes and et cetera, et cetera. But apparently, what happened was this young man received emails from Robinhood, you know, around 11 p.m. on June 11th, informing him that his account he lost some money in his account. He had to pay $700,000 in shares, and apparently it was an option.
He wasn't doing the very basic buy low, sell high stuff. Like I bought 100 shares for $100, and now I'm going to sell them because the stock price is up to $500. Great, ooh, look at me, I got a lot of money. Or vice versa, he was doing options trading.
Right.
Which, if you don't know what you're doing with options trading, you can get hit with a lot. Essentially, you're using house money. You're trading on the benefit and the idea that a stock is going to go somewhere, but you're not actually fronting the money. However, if the time comes where you now have to make good on that option, you have to fund the account and the amount. And apparently, he got a notice saying, guess what? You pretty much owe $700,000.
Your negative balance $730,000, and pay $178,000 within 7 days.
And the problem was the notice came in, but the option wasn't due at that time. It was a premature notice. I need to understand the family. So it freaked the kid out. He thinking, oh my gosh, I owe $750,000. And for whatever reason, he thought that his only option was to take his life. And it turned out that he didn't owe all of that. But the question I think the family has and other folks have is, how is it that Robinhood would allow an unsophisticated investor
right
even get close to the potential of owing $750,000 right. in options trading, despite the fact that he didn't actually owe it, how could you even come close to that level of risk? And, you know, look, options trading can be confusing. This guy thought that he could try it. I would be curious to know what his experience level was prior to this. They're saying saying that he was a novice, but still, he had to get into it somehow with something going on. Ultimately, I don't think Robinhood is liable. My personal feeling is I don't think Robinhood is liable.
You alive. The sharks, yeah. Sharks look for guys like him.
Right. So. But they basically said, Robin, we're devastated. We're going to add more educational materials. We've got new financial criteria. He also added live voice support, but I didn't realize that Massachusetts is coming after them and saying they violated securities laws. In December, they brought that up. And so Massachusetts is saying that the exchange trade funds are so cheap and easy and make it kind of more fun that unsophisticated investors come in and they buy this and don't know what they're doing. And so we're going to see what's happened here. But look, Robinhood, made those huge changes in the broker. It's a huge change in the brokerage industry right now. They are shaking things up because it's the new discounted, I'm not going to say Walmart, but anybody can come in and trade. And I don't do this, so I don't understand.
The Main Street traders, with so many people being home, I was facetious earlier people staying home because of COVID. That's true. A lot of people are staying home, and they're saying, what can I do productive? Well, maybe I'll just go try to trade some stocks, and that has happened a lot.
I think the biggest area of liability for Robinhood in this case is the fact that they sent him notices telling him that he owed certain amounts, and when in actuality, he didn't owe anything because he had more than enough in his account to cover it. So they freaked him out for no reason at all based upon their automated system.
And it was misleading.
There was nobody on customer support for him to talk to. After trying to make those calls, he gets another notice saying you owe $178,000 when he didn't owe anything.
But is it foreseeable he would have committed suicide? That's one issue they have to, plaintiffs have to say, well, okay, well, let's assume that's true. I mean, it's a slippery slope. How are we liable for
our argument would be during the Great Depression, people were committing suicide all the time when they lost everything. They believed they were, destitute. And so, it would be foreseeable.
Financial ruin is one of the leading causes of suicide.
Yeah.
And so, exhibit number one.
Should they put
the crash of 1929. Right. Look what happened.
2008.
Should they put a notice up there that said, don't use this if you're prone to feeling depressed? I mean, how can they stop people who are suicidal from doing that? That's the core issue to me. It's not whether people lose hope and think there's, seek a permanent solution to temporary problems, but how can the company screen out those people from getting in there being involved?
Yeah, because if they start asking for mental health issues and they don't let you open an account, now they're going to be sued because you're discriminating against me because of a mental competency.
That's my point. That's what I was saying. Thank you.
Anheuser-Busch and Meghan Markle. We're going to talk about those cases when we come back.
Wait, are they related in any way?
No.
Okay, just checking. Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming up here in just a few minutes. If you stay right there, Fred, Todd, and Denise will We'll be right back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
So you have Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. Again, I'm not a drinker, so I don't know. I don't drink this stuff. But there's an Oregon base, and what they're – well, let's back up. What they are stating in their commercials is that they are the only nationally – what sold seltzer certified USDA certified organic seltzer nationally? Now that's important because Denise, they keep using the word national, correct?
Right.
Well, guess what? In Oregon, there's a small little company called, and we're going to give them a little bit of help here, Susie's. Now, Susie's, you had the website up.
I do.
And Susie's is really the first organic, a certified organic seltzer. But the argument for Anheuser-Busch is it's not national, and every time in their commercial they say the word national. Now, Susie's sued Anheuser-Busch.
They did.
But here's something. So they sued Anheuser-Busch, I mean, arguably claiming that, hey, we sell National too, right? But here's the thing. You can't buy Susie's Hard Seltzer on Amazon. You can't buy it. I'm on their website, and you can't buy it from the website. What you can do is you get on the website, and they have a list. You put in your
address,
zip code, your address, and it tells you where you can buy it within 100 miles of your zip code, right? So I put in my zip code here in California, 100 miles. I can't get it here in California. And then you look further on their website, and I don't really think that they have a claim because this is on their website. Quote, we've already staked our claim in Oregon, Montana, New Jersey, Washington, and Wyoming. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the 50 states. We're in 10% of the states. But there's plenty more land to plot. Fill out this form, and our smoke signal will follow you. So they do not have distributorships set up nationwide. They have them in 5 states.
Now, if they're smart, they would have put it on Amazon, and then they could argue, we're worldwide.
Except,
and I don't know if you can buy alcohol on that.
Yeah, they might have that issue. Yeah. But look, they are not. You cannot buy this nationally. You can't have it shipped to you unless you're contacted a distributor that's in one of those states, and who knows if it's applicable to that law, but I don't think that this is, my personal feeling is this is not national in the same sense that if I wanted to go buy a six-pack of Bud Light, I could go into any store anywhere in the country and probably find one.
But
the reason that national is such an important word in this is because Anheuser-Busch is saying we are the only one that's national. And the judge put in an injunction and said they can't do that because it's misleading.
Yeah, that's the whole word, misleading.
That's exactly right.
It's misleading, but here's the thing. When I hear something that says we are the only one that sells this nationally, my first thought as a consumer is I should be able to go buy this anywhere or fairly close to where I live.
Right.
And if I live in Florida, I can't buy this. If I live in Maryland,
you can't buy Susie's.
I cannot buy Susie's. If I lived in Maryland, I can't buy Susie's. New York, New Jersey, I can get it in New Jersey. I don't know. Springsteen wasn't drinking it. But I can get it in New Jersey, but I can't get it in New Hampshire.
Right.
I can't get it in Massachusetts. I can't
get
it in Ohio.
Can you get it on Sundays in Utah?
No.
that's no longer the case, I think. Hey, but you know what? We're all over Oregon. I mean, we've got radio stations all over Oregon that carry us. But so, Susie's, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234, and tell us what you think. But, hey, at least we got your name out there, Susie. And,
yeah, because you can get it in Oregon.
Now they can argue. Sorry to interrupt you. They can argue, Todd, now. We are nationwide because we were on Radio Law Talk, and they talked about us. We are a nationwide mentioned company.
But
yes.
I think this is under the old Coors rules, where there are specific distributor laws within states or regions where, when I worked in Michigan, I came back to California for vacation, and all my friends there, your telecom station I worked at, said, hey, Cal, can you bring back a case of Coors for us? And I said, no, I'm not going to be transport beers. I think it's illegal. It was illegal for me to bring back Coors beer.
Well, back in 1929.
Yeah, when the crust of the earth was cooling and the dinosaurs.
Prohibition 29 or something like that, Cal?
Yeah, something like that.
Cal's running Coors beer to everybody. All right.
I didn't do it.
I know. Meghan Markle, man. Tell us the lawsuit, Denise. I know it gets a little bit complicated, but see if we can push this and get this through.
Well, one of the tabloids out of UK, it actually disclosed pertinent parts of a letter that she wrote to her father, which was confidential in nature and never meant to be, publicized. So this has been going on in the UK courts. It was the Mail's article, the Mail articles. The Mail is a tabloid. And the court heard a motion for summary judgment in her case, and she won most of that motion for summary judgment, saying that she has a right to privacy or confidentiality, if you will, to what she wrote to her father. Now, the Mail argued back that this isn't just her right, that there's two people in this confidentiality. There's Meghan Markle herself and her father. So the court did reserve over that issue, and it did not yet reach the issue of damages, because there's other pieces of this lawsuit that have not been decided by this motion for summary judgment. But it looks like she may have some ground, and maybe it's going to get resolved.
Yep.
So that's it in a nutshell. It's pretty easy. It is a privacy issue, a confidentiality issue, and we're kind of excited to see how it's going to play out.
Todd, tell us about we're doing the bam bam bam. Let's talk
all
about
right, so,
Santa Clara County.
So we know the U.S. Supreme Court said no, you got to let them go to church on Sunday. Santa Clara County in California said, you guys are really nice there in Washington, but we're still not going to let them. That was on the 7th of February.
Tuesday.
They said nope. No indoor services, but there's been a few developments.
I know.
Let's see, 2 days later, a federal judge issued an injunction saying, no, you got a lot of people in with 20% capacity.
Right. And then, or 25.
Actually, what I'm looking here says resume at 20% capacity.
Okay.
And so then after that, and you got to do that immediately, which was kind of interesting when a ruling comes down, you got to let them go to church immediately on a Tuesday. It's like, yeah, that church was 2 days ago. And then 2 days after that, the federal appellate court said, well, I'll tell you what, they don't have to reopen. We're going to suspend that order pending a hearing on whether or not it needs to happen.
It was so clear to the Supreme Court, and what it comes down to is people don't realize, what it comes down to is they're not saying you have to have the churches open, but if you allow other businesses and anything else at 25% capacity, then the churches can open at 25% capacity. And by the way, you can't chant and you can't sing, though.
And
I want to go to church and chant and sing.
And so what Santa Clara is saying is, no, we think our suspension is within the guidelines of the court because we don't allow any gatherings at all. Gatherings, using my air quotes, gatherings. See, we made the 49ers have to go play their football games down in Arizona because we wouldn't even let them play football because it's a gathering.
Then go to church at Walmart, sit in Walmart, and hold your service.
And somehow, for their definition, they don't view going to Walmart or supermarkets as a gathering.
And ask Walmart to turn on the big screen so you can watch the game on the screen while you're having church.
Absolutely.
And they will not allow for the screens to be used at all.
Yeah.
So they're trying to fight this. I think they're going to, you know, they're taking advantage of the fact that the Supreme Court had four different decisions. And there were kind of divisiveness in the Supreme Court, although they all agreed, and the majority agreed, that the churches should open at 25%.
You know what? And by the way, we're doing a lot of these are parodies. We're having fun with it. Don't take us too serious. We're having a good time. So, but anyway, Cal, this is the whole reason people wait till the third hour. Why do they wait till the very end of the third hour?
If it were me, I know I would be waiting to hear your quick takes.
You want to start the talk?
Sure. Look, Walmart, I think you can kill two birds with one stone in Santa Clara County. People can already come to your store, so call them hallelujah, roll back pricing. They feel like they're going to church.
That's exactly right.
Nice one. Fred Penny, what is your
quick take is so good. Gorilla Glue, after a possible lawsuit for using it as hairspray, please, Gorilla Glue, list on your bottle, do not use for hemorrhoids.
Or make Gorilla Glue hair care products.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow.
Well, all I know is I'm going to San Jose, and I'm going to test Santa Clara County's restriction on the church.
Atta girl. Good for you.
Yep.
We'll be back next week. Thanks for joining us.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.